Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
At 7:21 on Wisconsin's Morning News, your storm team forecast for today, partly cloudy, windy, and warm. High of 80 degrees, but the record on this date is 81. Let's get there. Do what you can. Mostly cloudy, windy tonight with a low down to 66. And then we do have a chance for some rain tomorrow night. Much needed rain still. Right now, Milwaukee at 69 degrees. How about that, E? Remember that time? What was that, like 2 weeks ago?
You act like I'm upset about this, that I was wrong about the 80-degree temps.
No, let's bring in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky live with us this morning. All right, Niz, predicted high of 80, record high 81 for this date. Come on, let's get there.
You know what? I'm going there. We're breaking a record today. We're breaking a record today. I mean, it's already, what, 68 degrees outside, something along those lines. It's warm already. If we get the sun, the wind stays right. I don't think there's I would be shocked if we didn't hit 80 today. So, I mean, let's go a couple more degrees and let's get that record.
What time do we hit that, Niz? Like, when's the warmest part of the day this time of year?
Probably early afternoon, like early afternoon, because we all know by 5 o'clock, it's already starting to, set stuff now. So it's typically in the middle of summer, like, you get your high temperature, like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. This time of year, it's more like 1-2.
So Halloween this year, we still have some trick-or-treaters that haven't gone out yet. On Thursday, how's that looking?
Thursday looks like in the morning, still some rain potential, but I do still think from the last that I looked, now I haven't gotten a chance to hop on the computer yet this morning, so take Tyler Moore's advice on this one. But it was looking from the last I checked that the rain that we'll get Wednesday into Thursday morning should be out of here by the time most kids start trick-or-treating.
That's what Tyler's got. He says morning rain and then falling temperatures, though. That is something to be aware of, particularly. Look, if you're trick-or-treating on Halloween, it's a nighttime event. So if you look at the daytime high and think, oh, 65, that's not you at 6 o'clock.
That's going to be the trick, and it's going to be a big cold front. So we're going to be, shifting again from summer-like weather to straight up fall weather by the time you're trick or treating. I mean, I don't think we're going to be like deep freezing it. I mean, we've had definitely some colder and even snowier Halloweens recently. But I would expect when most people are trick or treating, at least to be falling back into the 50s.
What are the girls going as this year?
We got Stitch as the oldest one, which is like a phenomenon. Like, it was a movie that I don't think was such a huge hit initially, but like these like kind of older kids, not
like
quite,
a Lilo and Stitch.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Like, my daughter, who's going to be turning 9, like, there's, like, a weird, like, everybody loves Stitch. And I think there's a new movie that's coming out, like, at some point here. And then Riley is a witch, but not a scary witch. Kind of like a pinkish, sparkly, glittery type witch.
Oh, Galinda with a
gun. Popular.
Yes. Hey. There is some black to it. But, like, there's some darkness to it. It's just not like that evil of a witch. Yes.
So, Niz, once we finally get into the winter time and we have the warnings for different when it's going to be really cold out and all that, usually that's always been like a wind chill warning, right? Or a wind chill watch. But now we can expect a change there. It's going to be called something different from now on?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you guys right up front. I don't like the change. I'm not a fan of it. Now, I know the National Weather Service, NOAA, who puts, a lot of hard work into these changes, likely has their reasons. I just want to know more about the reasons. I want to know my fears. Okay, so I think I'm already getting ahead of myself. Wind chill warning, wind chill watch, out the door. Wind chill advisory, out the door. It's now called extreme cold advisory, extreme cold watch, extreme cold warning. Now, I do think it does serve some purpose because there are a couple mornings where we have no wind, but the temperature has dropped like a rock. In fact, it's dropped even faster than if we would have wind. Like, let's say a no wind morning and it's 25 below zero actual temperature outside and it's just super cold. That now has a label, whether that be an extreme cold advisory or an extreme cold warning if we get that cold. So I like that. The biggest concern that I have is we've actually now changed the bar with the extreme cold warning. The wind chill warning was minus 35. Now it's extreme cold warning that factors in the potential for it to be actual temperature this cold or wind chill this cold, but the bar has now changed to minus 30. So it's not a huge change, but that is a big number. That is a number that many school districts have relied upon when they saw wind chill warning to cancel school. Now you have extreme cold warning. Are they going to keep that as the same bar? Because now the bar has changed to extreme cold warning minus 30.
Is there that big of a difference, 35 or 30?
Like, cold is cold, right?
I get it. Good question.
Yeah, so you're exactly right. So what are we doing here? Minus 5 degrees that is going to cause, like, you know, that's going to, like, my biggest concern is, whatever benefits we're getting out of this, is it going to be, is the change going to override that? You know what I mean? Change in people's perception, change in way people do, change of confusion, just confusion. Like, I mean, like, I I'm not part of this decision. I respect the people who make the decision. I just kind of wish I knew a little bit more why. And I hope that it's more than someone who had just this brilliant idea. You know, we've all worked in these workplaces where, oh, big idea, right? You know?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. That never happens over here. All ideas are good here.
Yeah, so I just hope it's more than that. I question the motivation. I wonder what's going on. I just don't think I don't think the whole change is worth messing with people's, you know, what we're used to.
Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. Thanks, Niz. Take care.
Thanks, bud.
All right, guys. See you guys.